And your own label, I mean, what was the process of creating a label? And did you have to, like, take care of all the admin and pressing the records and all that stuff?
No, Pablo did most of that. But he made me, you know, join Sassim, so I would get all the, you know, credits and everything.
So basically he was giving you ownership of the stuff that you were recording within his camp, as such. Okay, and your experience with the Congos, would you say that it was like something that you, that helped you to progress musically speaking?
Yeah.
Is that?
I never expected to be able to open up.
Yeah.
And they would make me sing three songs of my own up front, and then I would sing Cedric's part because he couldn't travel.
And were you, when you were doing music prior to working with the Congos, were you doing live concerts at all, or was it mostly studio work?
I did live concerts because in Guadeloupe I worked with a Guadeloupe drummer.
Okay.
And he needed a singer.
Okay. And in terms of reggae, I mean, that was like the touring started basically on a wider level with the Congos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I noticed is that in 1988, you did a few songs again with on Pablo's label.
Mm-hmm.
It changed it from, I think it was, well, it changed the design. It was still Message, the actual thing. But it was What a Confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was next year was Babylon Falling.
Mm-hmm.
Now the music had changed a bit. Pablo was doing stuff in digital style, you know, with like computer made rhythms. Did you like those kind of new styles of rhythms that were kind of in keeping with the times? Or
I did.
Yeah, I did. You're kind of versatile when it comes to the music, because. And why I ask the question is that, you know, here in France particularly, you know, you have kind of, you tend to have camps, you know, people who are the roots people and the digital people and the dub people and all that sort of stuff. I mean, me personally, I kind of like a lot of various stuff. I used to be like that. I used to say, anything after 1982, I don't listen to. But I kind of, you know, after a while, I heard the songs that I loved after those times, and I had to give up that kind of partiality. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as an artist, it didn't make much of a difference to you, as long as you felt the.
Right, because I lived in Guadeloupe, so I was working with a group from Guadeloupe.
Okay.
And they did jazz and reggae.
So yeah, you were already pretty versatile in terms of different styles that you were interested in. I also found that you used to do harmonies for various groups in studios. For instance, you were on. Juno Delgado's One Step More LP, you're credited with the harmonies on that. And what was it like working with Juno Delgado?
It's kind of rough.
Yeah, in what sense?
Well, he was hard to get along with.
He was he had a strong character.
Yeah, but one time I was on tour, and I think it was with Prince Lincoln. I don't know if you have Prince Lincoln. And whenever we toured in Europe, it was harmony. But when we reached the White Cliffs of Dover, he disappeared.
Oh, really?
And it was myself and Jennifer Lara and drumming.
From us what?
Cleavey.
Oh, okay.
Cleavey. And so we got stuck in England for like 2 years.
Stuck, really?
Yeah, we didn't have any money, we were stuck.
Wow.
But so while I was there, Dennis Brown and Juno Delgado were there. So anytime Dennis Brown knew that we were stuck. So anytime he would need harmonies, he would use myself and Jennifer Lauren.
Oh, really? So what years would this be? Do you remember?
I don't. Early 80s.
Early 80s?
Yeah.
Wow. So you'd have been working with the Deb label, Dennis Emmanuel Brown label. And so all the stuff that he was making in England, and perhaps you were also working with some of the groups he produced, like 15, 16 and 17. You remember those groups? The sort of Lovers Rock type stuff?
But anything he would do. He would ask me and Jennifer Lara to work with, so we could get back to Jamaica. It took us 2 years.
So what was your how did you find England? Is that the first time you'd been?
Yeah, it was nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's the time I was born in England, and it was a time where reggae was really popular.
Yeah, it was popular.
it was really popular, and there was a big Jamaican community and West Indian community mm-hmm. that was supporting it. So I think you probably reached in one of the best times for right, a reggae artist.
Because, I mean, without Dennis Brown and Jimmy Delgado, we would have been stuck there forever.
It's interesting you mentioned Dennis Brown, because I've been doing some research on him for one of the future issues. What are your recollections of working with Dennis Brown and him as a person, generally speaking?
Very kind, very nice person, easy to get along with.
Yeah.
Kind.
I think that every single person that speaks about Dennis Brown says the first thing they say about him is what a nice guy he was.
Yeah,
he was. And, you know, just, I think nobody has a bad word to say about him.
He was the best.
And so did you sometimes work with him on live shows and things like that?
No, just on recordings.
Just on recording. Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you remember any things that you did, any songs that you worked on with Dennis Brown?
I don't.
Oh, hopefully, we'll in the future, we'll find some of them and
let me know.
Jog your memory. Yeah. After the late 80s, you know, when you were working on that album with Junior De Leyla, you also worked on an album with Mikey Dread called Pave the Way.
Oh,
you, you remember that?
Because when I moved to Jamaica, I lived in Portland, and he was from Portland.
Right.
And that's how we kind of met. And then he got me singing on it. And plus, he was in England. He went to England, too.
Yeah.
And that's how we...
connected.
Him and Siaji Roy from the Congos were best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
And I got to work with him.
And did you, how did that, that process go? Was he somebody who was a bit easier to work with?
Perhaps? Yeah, he was great.
He seemed very friendly from the outside, not having met him at all, but I mean, he seemed like a, you know, an energetic, kind of lively kind of guy.
Very nice. Okay. Kind.
Excellent. Following that, there was a song that came out for you called Mirror Mirror. You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
And it came out on the Dede label, which was in the States. So I guess by then you were back in America?
Right.
So after England, you spent some time in Jamaica, then returned?
Went back, yes.
And in America, did you continue to work within the reggae, generally speaking?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I saw some collaborations which were interesting, notably with General Trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had like three songs with him, I think.
Yeah, he was easy to work with, too.
And when you worked with him, was when he was at the height of his popularity.
Right.
He was a hit maker in Jamaica. And were those songs made in America or in Jamaica?
Originally in Jamaica.
Oh, okay. But released in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. And General Trees, you still in touch with him?
Not really.
You haven't been to Jamaica for a while, perhaps?
Yeah, for a while.
Okay. Another song I wanted to really ask you about was One Day, which came out in 1994 on Pablo's label. Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
On the B-side, there was a DJ called Blackatee. Do you remember anything about Blackatee?
No, I don't.
It's interesting because Blackatee is like a Pablo DJ in the sense that he doesn't seem to have recorded for anyone else. And he's kind of an obscure DJ, but nobody seems to know that much about him.
I don't know.
Even yourself. So when he didn't record at the same time as you, or it just so happened that you use the same rhythm and he put it on the
right.
Scene.
Okay.
Okay, well, the mystery will go on in that case. So there are a few more, a general question that I wanted to ask. As I told you, I've been working on the on Reggae Queens more generally.
Great.
And what is your experience of the music industry as a woman? Do you find it easy? Have you found that there are problems, obstacles that you've had to face due to being a woman?
No.
Not really? Well, that's great. I mean, it's great to have that because sometimes women will, say that they've been held back. Or, for instance, you were just talking earlier about working with Marcia Griffiths.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned that when she was working at Studio One, Bob Andy would really take care of her and make sure that she wasn't troubled by people who, with bad intentions.
That's how popular was, too.
Yeah, he would make sure that people were correct with
him. Yeah, all of his artists.
Well... that's perhaps the reason you had such a great experience.
Right.
Pablo has continued to work right throughout the 90s. Did you always stay in touch with him, or you kept you
it's
kept
like a, family?
Yeah, like family.
Yeah.
And that, and so you met him just being his neighbor, and eventually became an artist and then a friend.
Yeah, because I was taking pictures of one of his artists.
Okay.
And I was just humming along.
Yeah.
And he's like, "The eye is a singer," and I was like, "Yeah." And he started producing me, and then we were like family.
Right. Now coming on to this actual tour that you're on at the moment with Israel Vibration and Nagai, you started touring with Israel about 20 odd years ago?
About 20 years, yeah.
And you've been on basically every tour with them?
Mm-hmm.
So how did that actually take place? How did it so happen that you became their harmony singer?
Because because they broke up with Apple.
Yeah.
And then he had a singer.
Right.
And I always loved their music, you know.
Sounds
good. Pablo was like, "They don't use cows," you know. But yeah. But then when somehow they got in touch with me and asked me if I would work with them, I was so happy.
Right.
To work with them.
So it's always been something that you've enjoyed doing over the years working with Israel. Because I think, I've seen Israel a couple of times, and I must have seen you singing the harmonies, but I just didn't know it was you.
Okay.
Yeah. And also another interesting thing I wanted to bring up. Do you know an artist called Annette Brissett?
Yes, she's my cousin.
She's your cousin. That's what I wanted to find out, because she's also a reggae recording artist from New York. Maybe based in New York. I don't know if she's there.
I think she's in New Jersey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I saw that she worked with Wackies and some of the New York labels.
Right.
So you actually are cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So the Brissett family produces singers.
Right. And I have another cousin who worked with Steel Pulse. He was the bass player of Steel Pulse.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So really musical family.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about all the questions I had. Let's see if I just skipped over something.
Okay. It's great meeting you, though.
It was a pleasure to meet you, for sure.
As I was sitting here in a secret laboratory recording the show for you folks out there, I came across this interview, and it was with Sister Bunny, my great friend, Sister Bunny Brissett, and she's being interviewed in France, and she's currently in France. She was in France, touring with Israel Vibration. I forget where they're at now. They are probably in a different part of Europe, but they've been touring in Europe. And imagine my surprise. And it said, "Interview with Bunny Brissett 2 days ago." I'm like, "Oh, wow." So I wanted to surprise everybody out there and let you hear it. Okay, so hopefully you did. Got some more information about Sister B. And she brought you up to date on different things. You know, we've also had the opportunity when she mentioned congas. I was work of her and Ashanti here in Pittsburgh. And she forgot to mention our good brother Norris Reed, but Bunny was kind of nervous during the interview. She really doesn't like to do too many interviews, and you know, unless she feels really comfortable with someone. But it was all good. All right. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, H Dread Show. Ha ha!
Why all this? Ups and greetings, and hello to all the massive out there that are tuned in right now. This is Dubmatics, and you're listening to One to One with Kevin Amos on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you know what I'm going to say? Don't change that dial, because you know we want to make you smile.
Neo soul, blues, R&B, reggae, jazz, and more. It's a different beat on a Sunday.
Sorry if you tell you what me have to come in. From your seat, this one got up a ranking queen. Promote the country, man, we keep it so fame. All you got to do is beg your rock on come in.
Lipstick from Miss Biff and Ting. In class, I tell it you constant spring. See them checks say we come from Cherry Gardens, but I to them no know and Ting. Them can't have no style. Circus clown, them a fool. Them can't pop no style. Rasta take them to school. Send me a real up tall round queen. Parkies with Jaji roots and green. Unconquerable like a messes up an ancient Fijian ailing him as the only supreme. Just eloping on me, I'm from meditation of the thought. Be treading this, yeah, I work from the top. Now, not the part, not the teachings of I king. I'll rust up for I brought a lot of shredded discipline. Give me a little bass, make me burn down the place. Give me a little bass, make me burn down the place. Cause love is all I bring. And anytime you see me, now the place at the prom queen thing.
We no regular, 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 and we no regular. Secular, 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 and we no secular. Till your mama Carol at the ranking queen. Lyrically proven man when I nice up any scene. It in a DNA, a man it in a gene.
from your little girl up on the back of wall scene. As a child prodigy with a global dream, you don't have to want if me lyrics then.
So we are real uptown rock queen, car keys to Jaji roots and greens, unconquerable like an up and I change to be hailing him as the only supreme. Well, I just eloping on me up in meditation of the earth. The chatting this year, I work from the governor, not the partner, the teachings of our king. I'll Rastafari royal daughter, shredded discipline. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Cause love is all I bring. And anytime you see we know the place at top round painting. I win a regular, in your average, real like it gives you more like classics. But them a bad bitch, them lives are changing. We'll never drop, we stand and now we queen the abyss. Empress man in the set, we all the 80s well established. Come follow me, me no expose me body. Just to get a boss, a little popularity. Your body is a temple, yes, I judge a prophecy. Shout to the Empress, Papa Lake, I win a frighten the money. So we are real uptown from queen. Parkies, judge the roots and green. Unconquerable like and this is up an I'm changing. Feeling him as the only supreme. I just eloping on me up with meditation of the earth. Be treading this year, I work from the covenant of the honor, the teachings of our king. I'll Rastafari royal daughter, shredded discipline. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Give me little bass, make me burn down the bass. Cause love is all I bring. And anytime you see me in the place, I tap round queen
team. In on the cocky suit and thing. Oh yes, we are real uptown round queen. Cause I am not for sale and I can't be bought. You know what's that doctors at them run the road. Me a root, me no leaf, me no branch, no stem. Big up all our Rasta decent children. Big up to I and I say straight. Tell me
so
no
y'all,
mix,
you know, they got
you know
this.
I mean no blood. Long time with a young and a pretty same thing. Now watch the crowd, now watch them swing. We are real uptown rank queen. You should have seen me in a Rasta thing. In a me turban, me naughty and me ting.
See what I mean?
Just the drama, worries behind. Give me the rules. Men not this junk eating a robadoop. Science gone. All of the daughters dress them royal. I just looking sharp. Be not them average shirt pants lent on desert gloves. Give me rules. Talk, break it in a robadoop. Style. Me no want hear no gun tune. Come a scam a DJ. Play ice and burn. Selection for keeping mind control. No one now make no fuss, no fight, can't bro. The massive in a recession, a whole a giant a bone. You hear them ball forward when them can't get in low. And a skunk all night till them sweat out them clothes. Tell them reggae and the culture strictly that me a promote. One go tell it to the east, where it's not that so. Now go give me chat, no slackness, and they talk a phone. Strictly message music to your heart and soul. Now this is roots, yeah. Reggae in a robot ghost side. We're skunking to the heavy baseline. I just am a rock, rent a style. With them queen by them side.
them king by them side.
Some DJ them not chart no lyrics right. Sativa up he come and show them delay. Chant I compi chant o chimay. Tell them I chant I compi chant o chimay. Wada da 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 da.
King of Kings of Zion. much happiness on my way, sweetest feeling. I want to test that again. It's hard to come face to face with myself. I get to learn a little more every day. It's not over yet. No, it's not over yet. Forever so many questions in my brain. Me, I feel working myself to it.
Run a cell system nice up. Jericho wall. Babylon quail up when the Naya wicked chant. Word sound power, so I better move no can. Leaders of the world are getting twisted. Rastafari alone are governing logistics. Can't trick we with all of your numbers and statistics. We're spiritually firm and musically gifted. I'm realistic and specific when we spit it. So prolific, naturalistic in every district. When we clip it like a wicket in a cricket. And as long as I shall live, I'm gonna sing it. Master Griffiths, never switch it for the quickest riches. Babylon destroy the earth and turn it into cities. But the only good system are the little sound system. So now I read the dance and stop the music. Be a listen, it's forbidden from the day the sun was risen.
Chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase the devil out of earth.
chokes it on I man. So when I check him, I last in hand. And if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Can be fair. slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Of the mountain to the depths of the earth, so much grudge and envy among brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, instead of working together, oh Lord, they compete against each other, oh, resulting out in hate and hunger, and that we know is a major failure. Before it is left without taste or flavor, what will it take for them to understand? In order to conquer, you have to move as one. Open your eyes and it's time to realize. So don't despair, you've got to be wise. Wake up, wake up, another day has come. Yesterday is gone, so we keep going on. Wake up, wake up, why go wash your face? So you, oh yeah.
not the band.
Okay, next up.
With me, I'll drive.
Ricky. Ricky.
Yes.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Quit it!
was Guns or Ballots, The Effigies. Before that, on Groundhog Day, Edwin Everhart and Friends, which is a fun little album about Groundhog Day. Auf, Auf, Du Schläfer is the name of the tune. All right. WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, collating, and comb, thermal, and coil binding. Tartan Inc. is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, let's dive right into this hour's music. We're going to be hearing some lyrical and instrumental metal today. First up, Lament Configuration by Mythic, Invisible Wall, Hannah B., and A Grotesque Reflection, Light the City.